House Moving Boxes. Good morning.
Hello, can I speak to either Sue or Robin, please?
Who's speaking,
please? It's Ian Lee.
Robin's not in at the moment, Ian. Sue doesn't just come back off holiday, so she doesn't know anything about it at all.
I know. Can I speak to her, though? I'm really desperate to get my money. I'm sorry, Jenny.
She's doing the refunds now.
Can I talk to her about it, just to make sure?
You can, just to...
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, yeah, it's Sue here. I'm doing the refunds. I've actually done your refund for £47.72.
That's right.
It'll show up on your account as A1 box, the refund.
Okay. Also, when I spoke to Alex Wright.
Right, yes.
Was your husband, Robin Fisher. He also promised me a free box as well, and I was waiting in for that last Thursday, and that didn't arrive.
Right, well, I don't know anything about that. Obviously, I've been away, so... I mean, I'm just doing the refunds at the moment, so I'll ask a question about...
When would be a good time to get hold of him? Because
I do
want to speak to him about it.
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know when he's due in today.
OK, well, I'll just keep trying all day then, because this has gone on and on for weeks and weeks.
I've got nothing else on here about a free box.
No, I spoke to him last week, or he pretended to be called Alex Wright, but, of course, no one there of that name works there.
I've got an Alex here, so...
An Alex Wright, you sure?
I don't know anything about this order, and you can ring all day if you want...
I'm going to ring all day, because I should let you know I am recording this because I've been abused and lied to over the phone.
I don't know anything about it.
Right.
Your refund's been done. I will try and establish about the free box that you're talking about, but I've been away for 2.5 weeks, so I know nothing about it.
Well done. I hope you had a lovely time. Okay, well, listen, I'll keep calling all day, or you could give me a call and let me know about the free box.
I will do, yes, okay.
Have you got my number?
I've got a mobile of 075.
Okay.
Okay.
And no... Sorry or apology or anything for messing me around and lying to me and abusing me on the phone?
I can apologise. I don't know what's happened with the order, but I will apologise. Obviously, there's something gone amiss, but as I say, I haven't been here for 2.5 weeks.
Okay. Is your husband usually abusive and aggressive on the telephone to customers that he's lied to?
I don't know what you're talking about. We're not normally abusive to anybody on the phone.
You know he's been very abusive. And lied and pretended to be someone that he isn't.
I
know.
Can't make
I know
any
for a fact that.
That can I, Mr. Lee? As I say,
I know for a fact that no one called Alex Wright works there.
We have got an Alex that works.
Should I play you the clip of your husband of this Alex Wright?
Not really, I don't want to hear the clip. I don't.
No, I
want
bet you don't.
To listen to it, you can wait. I mean, I will try and find out today what's happened, and I.
It's just
call
that this
back.
Has dragged on for nearly 3 weeks now. You'd think I'd get a definitive answer from someone in charge there, wouldn't you?
As I say, I've been away for 2.5 weeks.
Okay, but as a customer,
and
you would
I
think...
And I will try and find out. I
as
can't
a customer,
make any comment, Mr. Lee,
as a customer,
because I don't know about the situation
as a customer,
with the order.
As a customer...
Well, what's happened.
As a customer...
I've already done the refund.
As a customer...
Morning.
As a customer...
I will call you back.
As a customer, you would imagine that after 3 weeks...
Can I just say something?
Can I just finish my sentence,
later.
Susan? Can I finish my sentence?
You could carry on then, yes, fine.
Thank you. As a customer who has been let down and lied to several times and been abused had aggressive language used, you would think that after 3 weeks I would get a definitive answer and I would get my refund, which hopefully I'm getting today. Thank you for doing that.
And
also,
that has definitely
if I could
done,
just finish the sentence.
If you want the number of the refund, I can give it you. It was done at 9:10 this morning.
Okay, just...
The refund was accepted. It'll show on your statement as A1 box.
Yep.
And I can give you the transaction number
yes, please.
If you want. It is 0725.
Right. And also...
That was done at 9:10.
If I can just go back and finish the sentence that I was finishing, and would also get the free box that I had been promised.
As I've said, there's nothing on this paper. All I've got here is about the refund.
Just more inefficiency on the part of A1 boxes, because I have a recording of someone there, your husband, pretending to be called Alex Wright, promising me I would have a free box delivered last Thursday. I took last Thursday off work waiting in for this box, and surprise, surprise, it didn't arrive.
I will find out and I will call you back.
The thing is, I don't think you will call me back, though, Susan, because one has called me back.
I will call you back. You'll have to, you'll have to take my word for that.
But the thing is, I've been lied to.
Let me go and find out what's happened. We'll just be on the phone all day.
I have been lied to by your company many times.
I'm not lying to you. I can assure you, I will call you back.
You can understand.
Just put the phone down because this conversation's going nowhere.
But you can understand how I don't believe you because your company has lied to me so much. Fantastic.